From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Three Syrian opposition officials say rebels battling government forces in eastern Aleppo have received a U.S.-backed proposal to join with civilians in leaving the city under safe passage guaranteed by Russia. Reuters news agencies reported that the proposal late Sunday, saying rebel groups have not yet responded. The report further stated that Russia insisted no final agreement has been reached. Meanwhile, about 200 kilometers to the southeast, Islamic State jihadists were reported in full control of Palmyra after 4 days of fighting outside the city. The British-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian army withdrew Sunday to positions southwest of the city. The U.S. Defense Secretary is in Iraq on a previously unannounced visit. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he planned discussions with leaders about plans to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A Kurdish militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in Istanbul, Turkey. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, a group believed to be an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. The blasts rocked a football stadium late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is calling ridiculous reported conclusions by the Central Intelligence Agency that Russia interfered in last month's U.S. presidential election to boost Trump's chances of winning. Trump told Fox News nobody really knows who is responsible for the cyber attacks. In the interview, Trump praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson, his likely picked as the country's next Secretary of State, because of the contacts he has across the world and the oil agreements he has reached with Russia. When asked about China and Taiwan, Trump said he understands the one China policy but doesn't think he has to honor it.
I don't know why we have to be bound by one China policy unless we make a deal with China, having to do with other things, including trade. I mean, look, we're being hurt very badly by China with devaluation, with taxing us heavy at the borders when we don't tax them, with building a massive fortress in the middle of the South China Sea, which they shouldn't be doing, and frankly, with not helping us at all with North Korea.
Donald Trump. France has granted U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry its highest award, the Legion of Honor. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault bestowed the award on Kerry Saturday in Paris after a meeting to discuss Syria. Kerry said the honor was a symbol of the warm relationship between France and the U.S. Romanians voted Sunday in a parliamentary election a year after an anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister from power. Early returns indicated the corruption-tainted Social Democratic Party takes a strong lead of 47% of the vote, with the Liberals coming in a second at 21%. Conservatives in the New Zealand Parliament have tapped Bill English to be the nation's next prime minister. Last week, Prime Minister John Key announced he was stepping down after 8 years in office. English is a former farmer who has college degrees in commerce and literature. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has announced that he will make a legal challenge to the recent election in which he earlier conceded defeat. Rival Adama Barrow was the winner of the December 1st vote, but Mr. Jammeh now cites errors by election officials as the reason he will challenge the results in the Supreme Court. In a speech Friday, Mr. Jammeh indicated that he would ask for new elections. Rescue workers searched for survivors Sunday following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria. The collapse killed at least 100 people. Some reports put the death toll as high as 160. Hundreds were at the Reiners Baptist Church, Bible Church, when the roof collapsed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.